You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
We live in a time of pressure and confusion. For some people, it's just plain chaos.
Bringing Christ to the nations, the Lutheran Hour. The Lutheran Layman's League is pleased to present a recorded copy of a recent Lutheran Hour sermon by the Reverend Dr. Oswald Hoffman, regular Lutheran Hour speaker. We pray that this message will bring hope and joy to your life.
Lord God, in all the complexities and perplexities of life, give us a clear view of your love and forgiveness in the face of Jesus Christ. Give us faith that we may trust you to help us find our way through the confusion to the rest you have prepared for all who love you and who love the day of the appearing of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. To everything there is a season, said the preacher of Ecclesiastes, and a time to every purpose under the heaven, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to pluck up that which is planted, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to break down and a time to build up, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance, a time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones together. A time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing. A time to get and a time to lose. A time to keep and a time to cast away. A time to rend and a time to sow. A time to keep silence and a time to speak. A time to love and a time to hate. A time of war and a time of peace. It's beautiful poetry. But what does it mean? For one thing, it means that life is not the superficial and simple thing we sometimes make it out to be. It is complex, with cross currents running all over the place. There's more to life than what you can see right out there on the surface. More is happening in the world than can be controlled by any political figure or any group of planners. More is happening in the church than you will ever read about in the newspapers. More is happening in families around the world than you can see in the front they present to the world. More is going on in the lives of people than you would ever dream of. For everything there is a season, and a time to every purpose under the heaven, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to pluck up that which is planted, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance, a time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing, a time to get and a time to lose, a time to keep and a time to cast away, a time of war and a time of peace. A friend of mine was telling me that he ran into an old friend of his, a successful businessman who had just returned from a Florida vacation, tanned and looking prosperous. He asked him one of those questions to which we don't expect much of an answer. You're looking great. How do you feel? The man replied, Pressured and pushed. I've got 100 things to do and not enough time to do one or two of them. My secretary's overworked, my wife's angry at me, and I wish I could give up the whole rat race. If only I could break into some of this frantic confusion in my life. I wouldn't be surprised that a lot of people feel that way. We live in a time of pressure and confusion. In fact, for some people, it's just plain chaos. They do everything they can to try to live orderly, meaningful lives, but things just get to be more confusing. A common expression of our time is, I don't know whether I'm coming or going. People have to play so many roles in life. Look at father. Not only is he the father of a family of growing children, but he has to be a breadwinner to see to it that food is on the table. He is an employer or an employee, the driver of a car, member of a carpool, or rider on a bus. He is office or factory worker, and sometimes a little of both. He waits on people either to have them do jobs for him or himself to do jobs for them. He's in competition with others who are doing the same thing. A lot of people develop ulcers in a situation like that. They go to the doctor and he tells them to relax. They reply, are you kidding? Father has no monopoly on confusion and chaos. Women have the same problems with all the roles they have to play. A woman is a wife and mother, keeper of the home, and chauffeur to get people out of the home to wherever they are going. Working full-time at home and maybe almost full-time outside the home. Engaging in community activities and doing the family shopping. Worrying about the tire that's going flat and the water tank that's leaking. Young people have the same problems. There are so many new feelings to encounter. So many new experiences to absorb. So much expected, even from children today. There's more homework than ever. And many young people are expected to make adult decisions of various kinds. They have to determine whether they're going to college and where they will go once they decide to go. Or are they going to get a job? Or will they get married? Or will they enter military service? Life is one round of decisions that have to be made. Almost everybody can understand the wall plaque that claims, if you can remain calm in the midst of this confusion, then you don't understand the problem. The problem is that there isn't only one problem. There's a whole nest of problems, a jumble of confusion, like the fisherman with a bad snag in his line. His reel becomes one huge knot of fishing line, and he has to make the decision whether to untangle the thing meticulously or to pitch the whole mess into the river and go home. There's so little direction in life today, and sometimes it seems to have so little meaning. Institutions on which people always counted are in the midst of crumbling. Governments are in trouble. It's not easy for those who govern, and it's no easier for those who are governed. For many people, government has become a kind of joke, a bad joke, but still the object of sardonic humor. Even Martin Luther viewed government as both a blessing and a curse from God, a kind of necessary evil in the world. The church may never have been an institution above reproach, but today many people are scandalized by its concessions to materialism, its forgetfulness of faith, and its stooping to lovelessness, which is different from the lovelessness of the world, only in that the lovelessness of the church is sometimes worse. The Bible talks about this confusion in life and its roots. It happened at Babel, the Bible says, where people whom God loved decided to make a name for themselves. They built a tower into the heavens. They wanted to be known for their architectural achievements rather than for their relationship with God. God's response was to confuse them, their language, their product, their project, their identity. When they lost God, they lost everything, including themselves. They even lost the ability to talk to and to understand one another. The point of all this talk about the complexity of life by the writer of Ecclesiastes is that you lose God and you lose everything. I have thought about this, he says, in connection with all the various kinds of work God has given to mankind. Everything is appropriate in its own time. It is as though God has planted eternity in the hearts of men. Even so, man cannot see the whole scope of God's work from beginning to end. So I conclude that first, there's nothing better for a man than to be happy and to enjoy himself as long as he can. And second, that he should eat and drink and enjoy the fruits of his labors, for these are the gifts of God. And I know this, that whatever God does is final. Nothing can be added or taken away from it. God's purpose in this is that man should fear the all-powerful God. It is not God's purpose that life should be confusing. He wants people to know what life is all about. He wants people to know him and what his purpose is in the world. He wants people to recognize themselves for what they are and to be dependent upon him in faith. He wants them to know that he responds to such faith. He wants people to know that he is still in charge and he knows what he is doing. He wants them to remember that they are men and he is God. This is what God wants in our confused and confusing world. You can count on some things in that world. You can count on seeds springing into shoots, blossoming and producing a harvest. You can count on the cold autumn weather to cause leaves to turn, to drop and re-nourish the earth, and to come back as warm buds in the springtime. There's order and meaning in creation. Only man turns it into chaos. To everything there is a season, a time to every purpose under the heaven. We so often keep that from happening. We so often fail to see what the season is, and we fail to discern the purpose of things under heaven. One thing I see in Holy Scripture is that God has a loving and gracious purpose toward the world. That purpose is disclosed for everybody to see in Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ said that we should pray to God, "Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven." Martin Luther explained that petition when he said, "The good and gracious will of God is done indeed without our prayer, but we pray in this petition that it may be done among us also." People are so far from facing up to the purpose of God in the world that they don't even pray. They're so far from God that they see no need to pray. They are so wrapped up in themselves or so oblivious to themselves that they cannot respond to the grace of God. If we really stop to consider who we are, who we really are, and what we're really like, what we do to ourselves and to others, the realization would probably send us to despair. Underneath in the lives of all of us, the hold of sin is strong. St. Paul said of our world that there's no one in it who can call himself good. There's none good, he said. No, not one. They are altogether gone astray and become unprofitable. Their throat is an open sepulcher. The poison of asps is under their lips. Their feet are swift to shed blood. There's no fear of God before their eyes. That's a hard word, but it tells it exactly as it is. Everybody feels it. The business executive rushing from appointment to appointment, the housewife rushing from home to school and back again, the alcoholic drinking to forget, and the despairing turning to more despair. St. Paul stopped all that running when he met Jesus Christ. He still saw himself as he was, a wretched man who needed to be delivered, he said, from this body of death. But in Jesus Christ, he found deliverance. "Thanks be to God," he said, "who gives us the victory in our Lord Christ Jesus." Jesus Christ is the answer to the sin and rebellion of people. Born a man, he lived a life for all of us that we cannot live ourselves, and died a death for us that only he could die. He reversed the jumble of the times. Sure, to everything there is a season. When God is in it, it can be taken for the season that it is. A time to plant, a time to harvest, a time to cry, a time to laugh, a time to grieve and a time to dance, a time to hug and a time not to hug, a time to tear, a time to repair, a time to be quiet and a time to speak up, a time for loving and a time for hating, a time for war, and a time for peace. You can take life with faith in God, even though you can't see through all of it to know what the outcome is going to be. You can take it with faith that God is in tomorrow as he is in today. With the forgiveness of God, the past is like a canceled check. With the promise of God, the future is like a promissory note. And with the power of God, the present is like ready cash to be used. You can blow the whistle on confusion by getting right with God through genuine faith in Jesus Christ, with confidence that the Son of God has really atoned for your sins, and the Spirit of God really gives you new life as you go with Christ. I know that sounds like a dream to people who've never tried it, but there it is, God's word to men. In Christ, God acted to redeem the world, and whatever God does is final. Nothing can be added or taken away from it. God's purpose in this is that man should fear the all-powerful God, being put right with God by faith in Jesus Christ, said St. Paul. We have peace with God. His peace puts an end to all that wild and aimless spinning, all that angry confusion, all that nerve-wracking and nerve-breaking chaos, which is life without God. Life with God gives peace through our Lord Jesus Christ. He knows that there is a right time for everything, a time to kill, a time to heal, a time to destroy, a time to rebuild, a time for scattering stones and a time for gathering stones, a time to find, a time to lose, a time for keeping, a time for throwing away. He took all those times for a world lost in its own confusion, and he gives people faith today to take the seasons as they are, to everything a season, a time to every purpose under the heaven. As Johann Sebastian Bach said in one of his great cantatas, God's time is the best time of all. God has a purpose for you, my friend. I don't know what that purpose is, but I do know that it's a gracious purpose he has in mind for you. I know that because of Jesus Christ. He died for you as he died for me. For all of the seasons and all of the times, he has a purpose for you, filled with his grace, his forgiveness, his life. Sure, life is complex. The grace of God will lead you through it, with the change of the seasons as they surely must change. Peace to you, through faith in God's Son and our Lord, even Jesus Christ. Amen.
Have been listening to a recorded copy of a Lutheran Hour sermon by the Reverend Dr. Oswald Hoffman, regular Lutheran Hour speaker. If you have found this message helpful for your life, may we suggest that you share the cassette with others. This cassette service is a special ministry of the Mass Media Department of the Lutheran Layman's League.